President Obama has adjusted the plan in his health care overhaul to require all employers to provide free birth control coverage. This happened after a political and religious firestorm. The president now says workers at religious institutions will be able to get free birth control coverage directly from health insurance companies. Now, the president made the announcement earlier today. He says it's a solution that will protect religious liberty, but also ensure women have access to free contraception. However, the head of the nation's Roman Catholic bishops says it's still too soon to tell if President Obama's revamped rule addresses their core concerns.
Let's go live now to the moderator of Washington Week, Gwen Ifill. And Gwen, indeed, now we're watching to see if people line up behind this tweak.
Hi, guys. Yeah, it's kind of a chess move. And then one of the reasons why it's taking people so long to decide whether they embrace it or not is because it's unclear who the move was for. There are a lot of Catholic Democrats who were turned off by this administration policy, and they seem to be coming out one by one and saying, yes, this is fine by me. But there are a whole lot of folks who are kind of absolutists on this issue of birth control, among them Catholic bishops, who aren't going to be happy at all about the government having a role in encouraging anybody to provide free contraception. So the question, of course, politically becomes how many Catholic women even would not necessarily agree with their own bishops, and how many of these people are swing voters who, when it just the naked political sense, really you need that President Obama needs to beat the Republicans in the fall. It's very interesting to watch it all play out because, unbeknownst to them, and because we're kind of blindsided, the White House kind of got sucked into the culture wars this week.
Well, let's talk about how the Republican presidential candidates may respond to this. Does this compromise blunt the issue, or is this something that can last for a while?
Well, the Republicans never were going to agree with the president on this. This whole compromise, or whatever you want to call it, was never intended to get Republicans with the president, especially not people who are running against him for his job. I don't think that was the goal. I don't think you can expect Mitt Romney or Rick Santorum or Newt Gingrich to say, you know, that's a great idea, Mr. President. I don't think we're going to see that happen. But once again, in the fall, this fight's going to be waged over those folks in the middle, those independents, those swing voters, and whether they feel that someone who feels straight down the line on birth control, as the bishops do, and as some of the Republican candidates do, whether that's who they want to support, or even whether this issue of birth control and contraception and health care availability, depending how you define it, whether that's even going to be the issue that people use to decide who they're going to vote for. I mean, a week ago we were talking about jobless numbers. A lot more people seem to be concerned about that.
Sure, appreciate it, Gwen. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Washington Week with Gwen Ifill and National Journal is on tonight at 8 on TV 26.